This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at Sight Village, London, exploring various solutions for blind and partially sighted people. And joining us now is Amos Miller, CEO of Glidance, and who's currently being talked about quite a lot as a company because of the product they are working on. And Amos joins me now. Amos, thank you for joining us.
Great pleasure to be here.
So we have spoken to you at CSUN about your product. Can you tell us what it is, first of all, for people that may not have heard of this invention before?
Of course. So at Glidance, we're developing Glide. Glide is the first of its kind intelligent guide. It's basically an autonomous mobility aid that autonomously guide the way. And the way that it does that, it has two wheels on the ground. It got a camera and a bunch of things, and you hold the handle, you nudge the device forward, and you simply walk, and the device begins to steer the way, guiding you around obstacles, keeping you on the safe path, helping you to detect locations, really making navigation and mobility much easier, much less cognitive load, and just easier to get around, and hopefully bringing independence and mobility to many more people.
Since we have spoken to you at CSUN in March, what sort of developments have been done to Glide?
So in March, we showed an early prototype of the device. And since then, what we have done is we have improved the navigation capabilities of the device, the obstacle avoidance and path planning, and the capabilities of the device to navigate a person in a crowded environment and keep them safe. We've also done a lot of changes to the physical structure of the device. The wheels are much bigger than we used to have. The steering mechanism is a lot simpler and more effective. The handle shape has changed. So quite a few changes have been made based on a lot of feedback from the community that we've been receiving. We've held over 1,000 demos by this week, actually. We celebrated 1,000 demos. We do a lot of Zoom calls and discussions with people and continuously iterate on the product and the device. The alpha device that we are showing here at Sight Village today is really the first version that it's still a prototype, but it's really the first version that of the actual product. So our own electronics, the mechanical design, the production software and everything. So it's a really exciting moment for us to unveil the alpha device.
You've mentioned testing. Now, you've done a lot of testing with various blind and partially sighted people this week. What sort of feedback have you received from users? What sort of suggestions have you received that you found particularly interesting that you're looking to possibly look into implementing?
We get a lot of questions and interest, questions around, should it be connected to an app, or people prefer that it's not connected to an app. We get a lot of questions around the kind of mapping technologies that people want to use. We've actually a lot of the conversations that we've heard just here in the UK, a lot more than we hear in the US, for example, are questions around the use of public transportation on a regular basis. So getting onto a bus or climbing out of a train, and how to do that in a safe way. Even scenarios that we haven't really tested extensively that have been brought up, maybe sound obvious to you here, Hubert, but believe you me, in other countries may not be as common occurrences. That's really, really important for us and for our engineers to hear the challenges that people are encountering today, so that we can make sure that we have solutions for those kind of questions.
So you've mentioned this is an alpha version you are showing here to people at Sight Village. What sort of timeline have you got, at least at the moment, for the release of Glide?
Yeah, so our current plans for release is the autumn of 2025. Our alpha device is being iterated on, and we will get to our beta devices by the end of 2024 and really begin a more expansive beta testing process. And then we expect to start to ship devices to the people who have pre-ordered the Glide in the autumn of 2025.
Do you still have pre-orders available that people can sign up for, or are they all sold out?
We do have some pre-orders left. They're quickly going. We will close pre-orders within the next 6 weeks or so. The pre-orders, basically, what we allow people is there's a The price of the device is $1,500. We can convert that to pounds. It's probably about 1,300 pounds. And with the discount, over the 30% pre-order discount, it gives you it's just over $1,000. And it really gives you the access to the first batch of the devices that will come out.
If people would like to make a pre-order or find out more about Glyde, where can they go to do that?
Glydance.io is our website. So it's the word guidance with an L instead of the U. Glydance.io. All the information is there. There's a lot of there's a very expansive frequently asked questions section. There's a bunch of videos that are audio described to really help people understand what the device is about. I would say that pre-ordering the device is also a support of the project and really joining the journey. We have everybody who's joins the Glyde community. We have regular updates. We do regular Zoom calls. It's a very engaged community, and we're really looking forward to work with people who are excited about this future to be part of this process.
Thank you very much, Amos Miller, CEO at Glydance, for telling us about Glyde here on RNIB Connect Radio.